This is the Top 25 Rundown. And here's your host, Alan West.
Good evening and welcome to the Top 25 Rundown, presented by the Sportscast. Today is September 27, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all your channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. It'll help us out tremendously. We are also on DAB Digital Radio. You can listen to us on your smart speaker, play Sportscast. Visit us on thesportscast.net. Also follow us on Twitter at thesportscast1 and check out the Sportscast in the iOS App Store. Hello, my name is Alan West. Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown. Later on, I'm going to be joined by Bob Alves, high school sports commentator, public address announcer, host of Sports Buffet, and multiple other jobs and activities. So he'll come on in a few minutes. And last week, well, we had Tyler Turner on from TurnerCast and made some bold predictions. In the end, well, Ohio State did win. Not without controversy, and also with loopholes doing a little talking, but we're going to see how that goes, just because, well, the game was probably, as most people said, an instant classic. Although the last two plays, Notre Dame, for some reason, only had 10 players on the field. I don't know why. I can't answer that. I know Marcus Freeman, when he found out about that and watched the videos and had to talk with his coaches the next morning, they did not have answers either. They just had a lot of unpleasant conversations and, well, on to the next game, as they say. Even still, Ohio State winning 17-16. I'll admit I didn't cover. You know what? That is okay. I would rather have a win any day of the week. We will go into some of the predictions we made, but first off, I want to talk about Mel Tucker has now officially been fired as head coach of Michigan State. Tucker had fired off a 25-page letter on Monday, or on September 8th, and it was on Monday. It was a 25-page letter where they said that it was, according to the school, it was a 12-page letter from his attorney and a 13-page expert report that provided a litany of excuses for his inappropriate behavior while expressly admitting to the problematic conduct outlined in the notice. This, according to ESPN, and they said that they terminated his contract for his admitted and undisputed behaviors, which brought public disrespect, contempt, and ridicule upon the university and constituted a material breach of his agreement and moral turpitude. So, by doing so, they are trying not to pay him the rest of his contract, which had $79 million just about on it. So we will see what, if the lawsuit comes up or when it comes up, how much money will come out of it. I know that on the podcast I was listening to this morning, they were saying that a settlement should happen, and they were taking the under of under $37 million that he would get when all things are said and done. So we're going to see how that goes. That's something to keep track of in the next few weeks and months. So we will see how that goes. It is a shame it had to happen how it did. And it, well, a lot more was expected from Mel Tucker. And unfortunately, he did not live up to those expectations, which was not the best that you would have seen. Now, in a minute, we're going to go through the different issues that happened as we go over all the rundown from last week's games. But did want to bring up Shenandoah University, because this last week we had Haley Van Voorhees, a safety, Division III Shenandoah University. She became the first woman non-kicker to appear in an NCAA football game. She came on in the first quarter. Shenandoah was already up 26 points, but she was able to get a quarterback hurry on third down. So we will see what happens for her. She also was on the track and field team, so she is the second person who was the first woman on kicker. The last one was back in 2014, defensive back Shelby Osborne. She appeared in one game in 2018, so we're going to see how this goes, and congratulations for Haley Van Voorhees for getting that quarterback hurt. And up in Canada, they had a kicker for the first time. It's apparently her first game as a female kicker. And not only was she getting used to just playing the game, but they had her in at the end of the game, and she kicked a game-winning field goal. Let's see if I can get her name right now. Her name is Maya Turner, and she plays for the U of M Bisons up in University of Manitoba. And she made two field goals, including the overtime winner. So for both of those, ladies, congratulations, and we will see how it goes for you, not only the rest of the year, but in your careers and just what comes up. So let's do a recap of the top 25. And actually, right as we're doing that, who should come in but the winner of last week's picks, Mr. Bob Alvis. How are we doing, sir?
11-4. That's how we're doing.
Yes, sir.
It was a good week.
Yeah. I'm a little jealous, but you know what? That's okay. It happens.
Good week.
While you weren't on, I made sure to mention about Haley Van Voorhees from Shenandoah University, how she got a quarterback hurry last week. And then I also found a kicker named Maya Turner up in University of Manitoba. She became the first female to play football in Canadian, like for a university up in Canada. That never happened before.
You didn't talk about Colorado and Oregon, did you?
Have not yet. No, I was waiting. I mean, I do owe Tyler $20, but you know what? That's okay. I even offered Tyler the chance to come on tonight, but he had work. I completely understand. So he will get his chance to gloat another time, but that's okay.
Just don't double right now. Let's just do it. Don't double or nothing it this week, please.
I'll consider it. We'll see what happens. But anyway, let's do a quick rundown for the scores. We had Ohio State beating Notre Dame in one of the, I think it's probably one of the best games of the year, 17-14, even with how later on they talked about how there are only 10 players. So I can't control that. I can just play, I can just watch the game and be a fan. If Notre Dame can't count the amount of players they have on the field, that's on them. So we'll see how that goes. And it reminds me of one of Steve Spurrier, one of his quotes about how Florida State had coloring books, about, I think it was like 30 color books. Right. And they sent about 15 back without even coloring them. So that, and well, I've never seen Brian Day that upset at a former head coach, but Lou Holtz kind of ran his mouth a little bit. And did you ever hear what Lou Holtz's record was against Ohio State?
Probably not good, since you're bringing it up.
0-2.
Yeah, I think that, you know, to me, part of that is Ohio State uses it for motivation, which I get. But, like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think if you need to use an 80-year-old man to get you motivated, you got some problems.
Well, no, the thing was, Lou Holtz was trying to talk trash because he was talking about how, like, he made more comments to clarify, but even still, I understand you're Notre Dame's head coach. But the last time Notre Dame beat Ohio State was 1936.
Well, let's be honest. You can't be impartial in this area.
I can't be. You're correct. But even still, just watching how it was, you could see how, I guess, when he was on the Pat McAfee show, that really kind of started what came up.
Right.
But it was more just seeing how Ryan Day reacted afterwards. I've never seen him that fired up.
I didn't get to see the game, so I can't comment on specifics because I got tied up. I mean, you know, I've heard things. So, again, you know, it is what it is. Maybe this is Ryan Day's signature win. I don't know. You know, maybe it is. Maybe that's why he was so jacked up and everything. I have no idea.
True. I'm hoping that it keeps going to where at the end of the year it'll pay off even more. So we'll see what happens with that. But we'll keep going down on the games. Georgia beat UAB 49-21. Michigan beat Rutgers 31-7. Texas beat Baylor 38-6. Florida State beat Clemson in overtime 31-24. USC beat Arizona State 42-28. Penn State shut out Iowa 31-0. Washington beat California 59-32. Oregon destroyed Colorado 42-6. Utah beat UCLA 14-7. LSU beat Arkansas 31-34. Old Miss lost to Alabama 24-10. Washington State beat Oregon State 38-35. Oklahoma beat Cincinnati 20-6 in their first Big 12 game. North Carolina beat Pittsburgh 41-24. Duke beat UConn 41-7. Miami beat Temple 41-7. Tennessee beat UTSA 45-14. And Florida beat Charlotte 22-7. So, Bob, when I was looking at our picks from last week, besides Oregon and Colorado, how that turned out, which, well, that was a blowout, I admit it. And, well, I still had to make my pick, even though it was wrong.
Right. Who won that pick, by the way?
Me.
I won that on the spread. Yep.
Let's see. Let's look it up, because I know that I won at least one or two when no one else did this week.
You did.
And so,
I'm not saying you had a bad week, by the way. You were 8-6 or 8-7, I mean.
You know the thing that was funny? I hit the tiebreaker. Remember the tiebreaker?
Wait till we get to picks this week, and you're going to be shocked at my tiebreaker.
Okay. Well, the thing that was funny, though, last week, remember how I said 65 and you guys looked at me like I was crazy?
Yep.
And it turned out to be 65, so I'm like, I don't get a point for the tiebreaker? Come on, man.
My tiebreaker. My tiebreaker, excuse me. I had 41, okay? And that's what Carolina scored, so yay on me.
Yeah, so we both hit tiebreakers, but I just hit the total tiebreaker, so.
Right.
Which, I'm not going to lie, I was a little impressed with myself for that.
I missed Ohio State. I missed Baylor. Yep. Good on Texas for not having a letdown, by the way, because this was the time. I missed on Michigan State with the Mel Tucker. I thought they'd rally. They didn't. And I missed on Auburn.
Yeah, let's see. I missed on Oklahoma by half a point. I picked Ole Miss, so I lost on that. I picked UCLA to beat Utah. That didn't. Colorado. LSU, that game against Arkansas was closer, so didn't get that. And the Buckeyes have lost.
One real quick thing on Ole Miss. Ole Miss looked bad. I thought Ole Miss looked bad.
Yeah. It wasn't
real bad.
I thought it was going to be a better game than it was, unfortunately. And see, for Ohio State, I lost, but I won because they won, so I was thankful for that. I'll take that. And then Iowa, I picked them to score points, and they couldn't even do that. So that
and
was
they looked terrible, too. They looked awful.
They did. There's no doubt about that. So we'll see how that goes. But was there any game this week that you thought was, besides Oregon and Colorado, more of a blowout than you expected? Or just more of a closer game?
I thought Florida State and Clemson was very interesting. I mean, that, you know, Clemson gets the storybook ending with the kicker. They could have had the storybook ending, and it was funny. Sean McDonough was on the game. I can't remember who. I think it was Greg McElroy who was doing color. And McElroy said it could have been a storybook ending with the kicker. And Sean McDonough said, and on Saturday, the writers were still on strike. And McDonough said, yeah, but the writers are on strike when he hooked that last field goal. So, you know,
that's a good one.
I think Clemson, you know, I don't know if worry is the right word, but when we get to the picks, they could drop to under 500 for the first time in probably forever.
Mm-hmm.
This week.
Well, I mean, and that was why we were making our picks at the beginning of the year.
Mm.
That's why I said I was worried about Clemson this year. Even though when you listen to
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
But if you listen to Dabo talk, he says, we're only four plays away from being 4-0 right now.
Right. Well, and honestly, they should have probably won the Florida State game.
Yeah, if they made that kick, yes, I agree. But
so,
I mean, we can hope for it, but when you can't make the kick, you kind of mess yourself up, which that's a shame. But like one movie said, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Sure. And you know what? College game day, by the way, this week at Duke. They've never been to Duke before.
Mm-hmm.
First time.
Thought they were at Notre Dame.
It's Notre Dame at Duke.
Okay.
Because Corso was even pushing for that last week on a video that him and Herb Street did. And Corso said, I'll even pick Duke. I just want to go to Duke. I think there's only like five Power Five schools they haven't been to for game day.
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, Corso just did his 400th a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
It's Virginia. They haven't been. I don't think they've been to Syracuse. I don't think they've been to Rutgers. Kansas got off the bucket list last year. Duke's getting off the bucket list this week. I want to say there's one more. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I think Duke and Notre Dame could be very interesting, but I don't know if it will be.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's like, you know, dipping my foot into both buckets there, but I think Duke could – I think what's going to happen is Duke wins or Duke gets blown out. I don't think there's a – there's a I don't think there's another one that's going to happen.
Well, that'll be interesting for the pick. So we will give us something to look at for that.
The picks, I made a few picks already, but the picks are very interesting for this week. There are some interesting games on the docket, I think. I think my biggest surprise, though, last week, if you were asking me, and I don't know if you did, but I kind of think you did, sort of. I was shocked at how bad Ole Miss looked.
Yes.
I watched the majority of that game while I was doing some other stuff around the house, and I thought Ole Miss looked bad. I mean, bad. I can't put it into nice terms. And don't get me wrong. I don't think Alabama is the Alabama of old.
Yeah.
This is the time to get them.
Oh, true. I agree, and I was able to find a – well, I found a list back from 2017, and it said that the game they'd never been to Cal, Duke, Illinois, Iowa State, Kansas, Maryland, Minnesota, Rutgers, Syracuse, Virginia, Wake Forest, and Washington State.
I think a few of those are crossed off the list.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, no. Yeah, I remember Kansas. That was –
last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Kansas and TCU. So, I mean, we will see what happens. So, and I did see that Chris Klieman said he's not going to go for the Michigan State job. So, there went my pick, but I still wouldn't be surprised if they tried.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, I really... I don't know.
Well, that makes two of us. So, I mean, that's part of the guts and glory that is college football.
Yeah. And I think Mel Tucker gets another shot somewhere. I don't know when. But, I mean, at some point, I think he's going to get hired as probably an assistant or a consultant somewhere. And I think there's a shot that one day that he can work his way back up to a head coaching position.
I agree. I mean, who knows? Maybe he may do something like he could try for Alabama. I don't think he'd go there. But
no way.
Maybe nope. Somewhere like let's say maybe Ole Miss, or he could try to go to like maybe a different Big Ten school, try to work his way up from there, or just... Well,
things don't get better for Tony Elliott. He might have a choice at Virginia.
True.
I mean, I think everybody is very, very premature on the get rid of Tony Elliott bandwagon. They have been bad, don't get me wrong. And some of the stuff they've done, I don't think it's just bad. I think it's the undisciplined stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That would worry me, but I still don't think that Tony Elliott is – I don't think Tony Elliott's close to getting canned, truthfully. I don't see it. But
yeah, I mean, he's got the team going.
Yep, money talks, and I don't know how much money some of these people are going to pay to, you know, essentially get rid of somebody. So
I'm not sure myself, but we will see what happens with that, because it's going to be an interesting discovery that we're going to be going through.
Yeah.
So. Why don't we start making our picks for college football this week?
I can't wait. This is what I've been waiting for ever since like 7 o'clock.
Nice. That was why I wanted to.
I'm going to have to see which ones I've made. So if you lose me on picture for a second, I apologize.
There are worse things in life, my friend. No worries.
Much worse.
So, let's start with Florida and Kentucky. It's Kentucky's the favorite at -3.5. All right.
With that being said, I'm going to go with Kentucky.
I wouldn't rush out and bet a lot on it, though, to be honest with you, if I was to bet.
I'm going to pick Florida. I'm not really sure about Kentucky this year. I want to see what happens. I mean, it's only 3.5 points, so it's not that bad, but
right.
We'll just see what happens. Now, the next game is Clemson and Syracuse. Honestly, the points are 6.5. I'm going to take Syracuse for the win.
Clemson laying, by the way.
Yeah. Clemson. Can't hear you. Can't hear you.
How about now?
Yep, now I can hear you.
This is one where I didn't struggle. I picked Syracuse right away. I think Clemson falls to 2-3 for the first time in a long time. I like, and you know, Clemson doesn't play well at Syracuse for some reason. The Carrier Dome has a weird effect on some people. I mean, what the Carrier Dome does is they block off part of it, I believe. I could be wrong on that. Maybe it's they block off part of it for basketball. I think Clemson's got a block. Clemson's got a mental block when they go to the Carrier Dome, and I'm going to take Syracuse not only to cover the spread, but to win outright.
Nice. Okay. I'll agree with you on that. The next one we have is Texas A&M and Arkansas. It has Texas A&M at -6.5 right now.
Yeah. I'm going to go Aggies, but I don't feel great about it. But I feel like this could be a statement game for Texas A&M. And more of a statement, Tyler mentioned it a few weeks ago, Arkansas, in his words, not a very good football team. I think they have the ability to show that this week.
I'm going to pick Arkansas for the upset because what they showed me against LSU, I think they're going to ride that and they're going to use that to their advantage against Texas A&M. And yes, we have USC against Colorado.
Give me the
USC
Trojans.
USC is over 3-touchdown favorite. I'm going to pick the Trojans as well just because I'd love to say that Colorado can do this, but I think it's going to be a great quarterback matchup. I just don't think that by the end of it, they're going to measure up just because they got a reality check against Oregon. I think this could be their reality check 2.0.
22.5 points is the spread with USC laying. I think USC obviously wins outright because I have them covering the number. I think they do a number on Colorado. And, you know, and I heard, I don't know if you heard, I think it was on whatever show Shannon Sharp's on now. I want to say First Take or I forget. It's one of the talking head shows. Where somebody talked, I think somebody came on as a guest. I forget who it was. But they said that they had information that Colorado or that somebody had helped Oregon game plan for Colorado. Did you hear that?
I think I heard that, yeah. It didn't work very well, though.
Now, they didn't say what they did to help them game plan it from the article I read. So, you know, it could be a case of where I don't know. But, you know, I mean, for all of Deion Sanders and I'm going to call them theatrics is my word. Mm-hmm. And there you could go out and talk to 10 people and you might be able to find at 5 people that will stand on Team Deion and 5 people that will stand against. I don't think people are in the middle on Deion Sanders right now. But for all of Deion Sanders shenanigans, theatrics, whatever you want to say. For riling up his fan base, he's also riling up the other fan bases when they go against Colorado. And, you know, I think that Colorado is going to be, as long as they've got Deion, they're going to get 5-star recruits. They're going to be in the spotlight. I mean, even when Deion gets into his second year, Colorado's still going to get quite a bit of attention.
Oh, yeah.
But with that being said, I think there are a lot of people that, you know, Deion talked in the press conference about, you know, he's taking notes or cashing receipts or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, people are cashing them on him, too.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's what USC is going to do this week.
We'll definitely see. And then next game is Georgia against Auburn. Georgia's a 14.5-point favorite.
Tough one for me. How about you?
I got the dogs.
It's at Auburn. I'm going to go Auburn.
Still don't think Georgia's going to lose to them.
I'm going to go Auburn to cover, but not to win. Okay. I think it's closer than four. I think it's probably about a 10-point game. I mean, Georgia didn't play too well against your Gamecocks. I mean, I know it was a rainy field, and I know they won and all that jazz, but, I mean, I think Georgia wins. I just don't know that they blow Auburn out. And this is the opportunity that Hugh Freeze, in my opinion, move back to Auburn for. I mean, obviously move back for Auburn, Alabama. But, I mean, with all due respect, you're not playing the number one team in the nation at Liberty. Mm-hmm. Certainly not now.
That's true.
So.
No, but, I mean, they are the top team in Virginia, so that's something right there.
Sure. And, I mean, you know, Hugh Freeze decided to take a Power 5 job, though. Probably could have had lifetime security at Liberty. But with that being said, I think he gets his team up to get them up to cover, but not to win.
Okay. Next game we have is number 2 Michigan against Nebraska. Michigan is a 17.5-point favorite. I got to choose Michigan. I don't trust Nebraska. And even against that game against Rutgers, Rutgers scored on their first drive. After that, they did not score again the whole game.
Give me Nebraska.
Okay.
Only to cover, though. Okay. Because that's what we're going on. We're not going on with the pick contest. We're not going on the win and loss. I think Michigan wins. And I could be totally wrong on this one. This is not one where I feel great about it. I mean, you could be 100% right. Because the game day crew on Saturday, they were tooting the horn of Rutgers quite a bit. Nobody said Rutgers was going to win, but everybody said they thought Rutgers would keep it close. When they said that, I thought they meant Rutgers would keep it close for the whole game, not just for a quarter.
Yeah. So. I mean, they scored their first drive, and then after that they could – I think they missed 2 or 3 field goals, but yeah, I mean, they just couldn't do anything.
And the khakis were back this week at the big house.
Yep.
Khakis will go on the road now. I like Nebraska, but not, I don't feel passionate about it, and I certainly don't think they'll win.
Yep. Now we got the next big game, number 3, Texas going into number 24, Kansas. Battle of the unbeaten. Texas is a 17.5-point favorite. I got Texas.
Give me Texas, yeah. If it was at Kansas, maybe not, but it's at Texas. Yeah. Give me Texas.
All right, we got LSU and we got Ole Miss. LSU is a 2.5-point favorite in this game.
Well, I dogged Ole Miss for a good 5 minutes of this session today, so I'd look like a fool if I picked LSU. Or I'd look like a fool if I picked Ole Miss. I'm going to pick LSU.
That's who I picked.
I hate picking, and I'll be honest with you, I hate picking road teams. In college football, especially in these Big 5 or Power 5 conferences, I hate picking road teams. But I can't be stupid. I mean, I can be. I can do it every day, by the way. But I just can't be – I can't – not on the pick. On the pick, just because I don't have confidence in road teams for the norm doesn't mean I can't. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I understand about that. I mean, You've seen some of my picks that have gone special, shall we say. But I still make the picks, and I just play it by ear and see what happens. I mean, it hasn't gone too badly. I mean, it's you have the lead now, but you know what? I'm still relatively close to you. I got time to catch up, so we'll be okay.
Plenty of time.
All right, so we got Iowa State and Oklahoma. Oklahoma's a 20.5-point favorite.
At home. Texas is coming up on the schedule. Matt Campbell has played big teams close, but not this week. Give me Oklahoma.
I did the same thing.
Don't feel great about it.
Well, we're not always going to feel great about them. So the next one we have is Notre Dame at Duke. Notre Dame's a 5.5-point favorite.
Give me Duke.
That's who I have as well. I'm picking Duke over Notre Dame.
I think on the Duke-Notre Dame game, I either think we're going to be really right or really wrong. Because
I agree.
I think Duke is either going to win. And Duke might win, and they might not, you know. Duke might win very, very slim, but they're getting points.
So
we're all going to cover.
True.
But
we'll see what happens.
If Duke doesn't win, I see Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame could blow them out of the water. Wouldn't surprise me. Do you believe in the playing angry adage?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do, but I think that they're going to try that against Duke, and I think Duke's going to smack him upside the head and tell him to sit back down. Because, I mean, that was why, remember how I talked about last week, the green jerseys?
Yep.
And then what did they wear? I mean, when I saw that, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. You're going to wear that and think that's going to work.
And, you know, I would say this too. I would bet that in yours and my life, we have been angered by an event in our life and quote unquote, we have played angry. Sometimes it may work. Sometimes it may not. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, because I think when you play angry, sometimes you can almost play outside of yourself, not in a good way.
True. So that's true. So we'll see happens.
But with that being said, I think Duke wins. It's a long way to say Duke wins, but Duke wins.
And I agree. Next game is South Carolina playing Tennessee at Tennessee. Tennessee is a 12.5-point favorite. I'm picking Tennessee.
I'm going to go with Tennessee as well.
I mean, playing in Knoxville, that is a very tough environment to play in. So we'll see how that goes. And then we have Michigan State against Iowa. Iowa is an 11.5-point favorite.
Well, if you're going off last week, can you honestly sit here and say, I think Iowa can beat anybody by 12 points or more?
Against normal teams, no, but against Michigan State, yes, I can. And I'm picking
You don't think
Iowa.
Michigan State's a normal team?
I think Michigan State is laid eggs all year.
Yep.
Ever since Mel Tucker left, they have not been the same team. Their coach, even bringing back D'Antonio, it has not gone anywhere near what they would have hoped, even in a good way.
Even before Mel Tucker left, it's not like it was great.
But they've lost the last two games, I believe a combined score of 72-16.
Yeah, I'm going Iowa.
So, I mean, we'll see how that goes, but unless a miracle happens, I think their year is done at Michigan State, so it's going to be a complete and full rebounding year.
Where would you rather go, Michigan State or Northwestern?
Huh?
If you can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. You can be a head coach. You can either go to Michigan State or Northwestern.
I'd rather go to Northwestern.
Okay.
Because Michigan State, they already have the stigma about the football coach and about what happened with Larry Nassar. So with them trying to get out of both those shadows, it doesn't go well. I mean, Northwestern had their issues, but I feel like you have a better shot of completely restarting and having help there to make sure that it becomes beneficial.
Okay, interesting.
That's just me.
I mean, here's my thing. I think at Michigan State, all you're asked to do is run a clean program right now. At Northwestern, you're asked to run a clean program and recruit within admission standards. Now, granted, the admission standards are probably not what they would be for you or me if we were going to school just as a student. But still, we're not letting in, you know, people who can't get 400 on the SAT or people who can't even spell their own name, probably. I would probably rather have the Michigan State job, but I don't know that I want either one.
Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of other schools that would be better. But moving on, next game is West Virginia against TCU at TCU. TCU is an 11.5 point favorite.
Give me the Mountaineers. Give me the Mountaineers.
All right.
Not to win, but they cover.
Okay. Now we have Bama going against Mississippi State at Starkville.
A little tough for me.
It was tough for me too. Bama is a 14.5 point favorite, and I'd love to pick Mississippi State, but I just don't think they're going to be able to hang with Bama.
Let me look at my picks here. The thing I'll say about this before I do some looking is, if you think Alabama's got everything worked out, I think you're insane. And I'm not saying you're insane, but I just think if anybody out there thinks Alabama has got everything worked out because they beat Ole Miss, I would ask, did you see the game? I mean, they didn't look like they had everything worked out. Let me take a look. Talk amongst yourselves for a moment.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they did look better with Milroe back as quarterback, but just because how it was against South Florida, they looked like a better team compared to that. It still is going to be kind of rough, so we're going to see how that goes.
I'm going to go Mississippi State. It's too many points.
Okay.
Too many points for me.
It's fine.
If it was 9.5, I'd take Alabama.
Okay, fair enough. The last game we have is Washington against Arizona at Arizona. Washington is a 17.5 point favorite.
Washington big.
Same with me. And for the tiebreaker, how many total points did you put?
I think Washington beats Arizona 56-7. So that's 63 points.
I put 82 points.
Wow. You're giving Arizona something, I think, because I can't imagine Washington's pulling a Denver Broncos or pulling a Miami Dolphins. I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm curious either way, but I can't see them. I can't see Arizona making it a game against Washington very easily. I mean, if they do, they'll get very lucky. But even with getting lucky, it's not going to be a close game. There's no way.
I think this is a classic example of people are not giving Washington the respect of being as good as they are.
I can agree with that.
And I mean, think Washington makes a statement.
Okay, that's fair. I hope they do. I mean, they've been making a statement so far every game, and I mean, it's looking good. So until they lose, I mean, they're going to be making a lot of people look foolish, including myself. But you know what? That's okay. So, I mean, it's why we do what we do, to try to figure out about different games and see where it goes, because it's going to be good or bad, and we're going to be right or wrong, and then we'll just see how it keeps going, because it's not, luckily for us, it's not like it's we have to pick every game every week and we're going to be right or wrong, or it's like we all have to do it 1 week. We get to do it all year to try to see how it goes. Because it was 1 week, would have been interesting. What'd you say, sir? Can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Can't hear you.
Technology. Playing games with me at night.
Yeah, technology's still acting up a little bit.
How about now?
That's better.
How about now?
That's better, yes.
I don't know what's going on.
Anyway, I do know this. Washington has the bye after this week, and then they play Oregon.
That's going to be a good game.
Got Oregon on the schedule, and they've got USC on the schedule. Beyond that, though, a lot of it is, I'm going to call it not much. I mean, they don't have Colorado. Mm-hmm. And I think, by the way, I think if they had Colorado, I think they would absolutely put it on the bus, 100%. But, do you hear that song, by the way, from Northern Virginia? You hear all the people jumping off the Colorado train?
I know a lot of people have jumped off the train. I mean, as much as I would love to say I was still technically on it, Powell was right. The way that they got handled by Oregon, it opened a lot of eyes, and it just made it to where, as much as you would want to pick them, it's not a pick you'd want to risk anymore, honestly.
I don't know why people got on the train. I mean, like, you know, to that effect. I mean, Colorado started the year with beating TCU, which was an upset. Nebraska, I don't know if that was an upset, to be honest with you. I mean, the margin might have been upsetting to some people, but I don't know that it was an upset. Mm-hmm. And then Colorado State was probably an upset that they didn't put them away a lot quicker. But with that being said, 3-0, I mean, dude, I'm all about getting excited for the program. But to think that this is and I'm not trying to knock you at all, but for people to think that this is the next best thing and Colorado is going to win every week, hold on a minute, people.
Yep.
I think people just got excited by Deion. I think Deion's got enough, pizzazz to him to get people excited. And guess what? If you ask me right now, Colorado is getting their money's worth and then some.
Of course.
So,
I mean, I'm not going to apologize for picking Colorado when I pick them, but I needed to see a wake-up call by them and see just what would happen. And now that I've seen that, it's definitely waiting to see what happens. And, we should try to see about getting both Tyler and Chris back on, since we got the Oregon and the Washington fan.
Right. And I'm not asking for any apologies from you, by the way. No need to apologize. I mean, did you make a bad pick? Yeah. But no need to apologize. I mean, it's your pick.
It was still working.
I make bad picks too. I make picks that you don't agree with. But,
yeah.
I mean.
Hey, it was still worth it to make the pick, but I didn't think it was going to be that bad of a blowout.
But at the same time, you are not a born and bred Colorado fan. You are not bleeding black and gold. I don't think you have a Buffalo's hoodie or Buffalo's shirt on under that. Yep. And what I'm saying is, for the people that are live and die Colorado, there should be no jumping off the train, because Deion's going to get, as long as Deion's there, which I don't think is going to be that long, to be honest with you. But as long as Deion's there,
you're going to get players in. You're going to get attention. And at the end of the day, attention and players, or well, attention more so. Attention is what's putting money in pockets of Colorado. Because guess what? People are still going to go out and see them even if they don't win. And it's not like Colorado's going to go over.
That's true.
Oh.
I mean, that's part of the fun about it, though, just because watching how they're going to go.
Yep.
But, I mean, it's – I'll still make my picks. I'll still not be afraid to take some of the risks, but it just – it's just seeing which ones are smarter than others, because
I'm trying to save everybody else from saying, like, if you want to jump off the Colorado bandwagon, I mean, let's, and not you, because you didn't go there. You're not dying black and gold, silver, any of the other colors of the non-rainbow. But
I've been fans of them off and on since back when Cordell Stewart and Michael Westbrook were there, but still.
Yep.
For me, there are plenty of other schools I appreciate more. And, I mean, it's fun to watch them and to see them actually do better than last year. So I'm happy for that. It's just seeing what they're going to accomplish this year.
Well, I can tell you one thing. If they didn't have Deion, we wouldn't be talking about him right now.
Correct. 100%.
So Deion's doing his job on that. I wish the Buffs the best. But this week, I don't think it's in the cards for him.
That is very true, very true. Now, normally I would try to do some other sports, and we'll get to that another time. But honestly, this week, I think we've about wrapped it up. Is there anything else you can think of we haven't talked about?
No, not really. I mean, football takes precedent. So, I mean, there might be times, even though you do a great job, Alan, with covering everything college, there may be weeks here and there where it's going to be college football, because that's what's going on.
Honestly, this week, while I've been trying to keep track of some of the information, I've had other things preoccupying my mind, just because, well, Bob, you and me, we're both girl dads, so tomorrow's my daughter's birthday, so I still have to make a few plans for that, so I'm looking forward to that. But I wanted to make sure we got to talk about our college football today, make our picks, and check on, just like I said, also giving both the women respect for what they were able to accomplish, not only here in the U.S., but in Canada. So if you have the chance, like when the Canadian kicker, when the coach had the speech at the end of the day, game, when she got the game ball, the coach explained how it's much more difficult for her there, and just for women, I think it'd be a very empowering speech, honestly, to hear, just because how he basically said, look, this is how it is for her, how more difficult it is. Just remember that for your families and like when you're dating and more. So it was pretty interesting for how he said that. And so, I mean, for both of them, just seeing how they've been able to do that, hopefully they'll be able to keep doing that and just play it by ear for that. So, but if we were going to make the mistake of trying to find you outside of here, what, how would we do that, sir?
The Sports Buffet on Twitter, THESPORTSBUFFET.
All right. Yeah, no, just because I know that you and Coach K usually do a little thing before you do the games on Fridays. So
Coach Q,
yes, Mr. Hamlet, I believe, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's always for me, I don't always pay attention to it, but I always make sure I see it on Facebook. So I always try to make sure that I keep a little bit of track of it for you. So
yep, you can go to Facebook, the Sports Buffet Podcast, but I do more with the Twitter.
So yeah, nothing wrong with that. For me, if you're going to find me, which, well, I don't post very often. I'm going to post tomorrow, one of the few times, but I'm on Twitter at Alan F. West, or Instagram and Facebook at alan.west.46. So Well, I think that about wraps it up for us tonight. The Jersey Boys will be on tomorrow. Bob, thank you for your time. Hope you have a great weekend. I look forward to more picks next week and having something else entertaining to talk about, because you know, with how college football is, we're always going to have something more to talk about, and we'll keep it entertaining our own way. Isn't that right, sir?
Always a pleasure to be with you, Alan.
Have a great night, sir.